Okay. Okay, so we have in our Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the Sug of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, and really what emerges is in a case of one person has another, the other doesn't. So we have Machlokas Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rami Bar Chama and Rava. And the Gemara is going to spend some time in the Shach V'Tari exactly to try and resolve the din. And let's just see the first raya that the Gemara is going to bring. We'll come back to later in the shir. Tznan, Hamakif Chavero Bisholosh Ruchosav. So the person is Makif, his friend, on three borders. The Godar Es HaRishon Es HaShim Es HaShlishis. Ein Mechavno So. Haravi Es Mechavno So. Shema Mino Zen Enev Zelo Chasechai. So Shani Chosam De Amar Le At Grumply Hekefa Yisera. So Joe Man, could you just explain to me the case over here? What's going on
the
over here?
The case is Reuven, let's say, surrounds Shimon's field on three sides, and he builds a fence on one, two, and three sides.
Use Rashi as our picture over here.
Yeah. You want me to draw?
No.
Yeah, Reuven surrounds Shimon on three sides. He buys the fourth field across from the open field from Shimon.
Yeah.
And he wants to build on that side. And we say that, oh, when he builds that fourth field, we say that that Shimon is benefiting. Reuven's lo chaser, because he would have built it anyways.
Reuven, when he builds the fourth fence.
He builds the fourth fence. And then we say chai, and we say that Shimon's going to then have to pay for all of the...
So which fence did Reuven build?
Reuven built all four.
I see an outer fence and an inner fence. I just want to make this clear.
He built both.
I understand. But which fence are we going to charge Shimon for?
For the inner fence.
Okay, so we're going to charge Shimon for the inner fence.
Yes.
Because
he was also benefiting from it.
He's also benefiting. Okay. And so what's the Gemara saying?
The Gemara says, no, so it says, Zenen ez Zelochaser Chayav.
Zenen ez Zelochaser Chayav. Shimon has to pay.
And it says, Shani Hasam. That case is different. Why? Because if Shimon, because he, Kiva Yisera. Because if he wasn't there, if Shimon's field wasn't within Reuven's field, he wouldn't have had to build that inner fence.
Okay.
The outer fence would have sufficed.
Okay. That's correct. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Which words are a little difficult in the Gemara according to Rashi's learning the sugya? At grant li hekefa yisera. What did Shimon cause Reuven extra fencing or all of the fence? Because if Shimon wasn't there, would Reuven need a fence? The whole fence to separate between Reuven and Shimon. So the concern that's how Rashi is. Tosis, which again, not for now, we'll discuss it tomorrow, but Tosis says the fence we're talking about is not the inner fence of Shimon, but the between Shimon and Reuven, but rather the outer fence that Reuven has to build, and because of the property that Shimon has inside Reuven's property, so that causes Reuven to have to build a larger fence. That's how Tosis learns. But either way, that's the case of Makkah V'Nikah. We have a raya and a deflection of the raya. Okay, we'll come back to that a little bit later. You'll see why I just mentioned that now, and it will be relevant as we go. Okay, now we started yesterday with Tosis. And Tosis is bothered by the Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos, and Tosis asks what I think is a very, very sharp kasha. So just to quickly review, the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos is talking about the Isser. It's talking about Kimle B'Derabine, but we get to the point where if you have a case of Achilas Chelef, or a case of Achilas Truma, so even though there's an Isser Kares, or an Isser B'Dei Shamayim, Kimle will be applicable. So the Gemara is trying to figure out how you're going to construct the case of Kimle. After all, the ABCs of Kimle is you require simultaneity, that the Averas Mamon has to be simultaneous with the Averas Misa. So how are you going to go ahead and achieve that simultaneity? So the Gemara suggests a couple of possibilities and finally gets to the conclusion that we're talking about a case where another person stuffs the Ochel down to the Beis Abliya, but it's not an Ones because you could go ahead and expel it. You could expel it al yedei hadchak, so you have a choice. Right now you could expel, you could not expel. You choose to swallow. By you choosing to swallow, what are you effectively doing, says the Gemara? You are you're violating number one an Isser Kares Misa, Chelev, or Truma, number one. Number two is you are getting a Hana'a from the food that should require a Chiyuv Mamon. And what's the Chiddush of Rav Nechunya ben Akana by Rava that Kimle applies and you're putter on the Mamon? Meaning there is a Chiyuv Mamon. Tosis asks the Kasha, what do you mean there's a Chiyuv Mamon? After all, if he were to go ahead and spit it out, he has that option. He were to spit out that chak, now you have this gross piece of ochel. Now, what is it worth, says Tosis? It's worth zero. So now we have a case of zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser. And what is the Gemara in Ksuvah saying? Zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser. Kimle would apply. And how do we go ahead and eliminate the chiv mamon? Because of Kimle. Which means, is there a chiv mamon zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser? Yes. Which means, Rava, who maintains in our Gemara, zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser, is putter, is against Gemara in Ksuvos, and therefore that should be a slam dunk, game over, raya against the din of zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser. Putter, we have a raya that zeh nehenev, v'zeh lo chaser is chayv. That's the kasha of Tosis. Tosis, by us, gives one answer, and in Ksuvos gives another answer. They are different, and they are significantly different. So let's see Tosis' answer by us. V'yesh lomar. Delo dami. Hoil v'nene machmas ha-chisaron shay mitchila. There was a chisaron over here, because initially this guy had good, clean peros of truma. Now it's been stuffed down someone's throat, so now it's worthless. Ain't a chanami, it's worthless. So there was a chisaron. Is the chisaron inexorably linked to the hana? Not really. There is some kind of separation. The chisaron was done by the first guy. The hana is by the second guy, but it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, I got my hana'a machmas hachisaron shoy mitchila, and it's just like mitzvah habayat zitzna mitoch harachava. If you eat mitoch harachava mishama shenenis dalo isla mechayv davi shein b'sharavim el hana'as meyav mechayv af avishim achziro eno shove klum. The hana'a in the case of achila, regular achila mitoch harachava, was a hana'a of meyav, of the belly. That hana, if it were to go ahead and get regurgitated, it would be worth nothing. But the bottom line is, did the owner of those peros experience a loss? The answer is yes. So therefore, that's sufficient to create a halacha of zenene v'zeh choser, and therefore there's a chiva. Adkan divrei tosis. So what is the chiddush of this tosis? I just want to just highlight. This tosis, our tosis by us, in Bava Kama, is telling us a couple of points. In the case of Nimeses, what's the value of the object?
Zero.
And so where is the chaser?
The
chaser is what we'll call, what Tos says, mitchila. And even though the hana'a is divorced from the chisaron, as long as you have a chisaron, you need a chisaron. Even if one is divorced from the other, that is going to trigger a chiyuv of zeh nehenev v'zeh chaser. So far, so good?
They call it BP, big picture.
Right. Big picture. You look at the big picture. Fair enough. Okay? Now, and what we said at the end of the shiur yesterday, which again, I'm not sure is correct, but I'm going to say it again. Maybe it's correct. Is that once you have a severance of the hana'a from the chisaron, and what are you paying for it? What are you paying? How much are you paying?
For the hana.
You're paying for the hana'a. So if I were to ask you, is the chiv midin nezek, or is the chiv midin mamoni gabach? I'm getting a hana'a because of what you helped me, because I got a benefit from you. L'chora, once we have a severance of the two, I'm more inclined to say that the mechayv of zeh nehenev v'zeh chaser is not the hezek that I did, because I didn't do the hezek. It's the hana'a that I'm getting. So the mechayev is the hana'a, what I'm going to call, again, mamoni gabach. Your money is by me. Because you're holding money that doesn't belong to me, and therefore the mechayev is hana'a, not the hezek. That's Tosa's in Maseches Ksuvos. There is a Tosis in Bava Kamma. The Tosis in Ksuvos asks the same kasha. I just gave you a little snippet of it, but Tosis in Ksuvos gives a different answer. And Tosis writes as follows. He says, "Vafilu eizenene vezelo chas." Afilu izenene vezelo chaser potter. Even though normally you say zenene vezelo chaser might be potter according to Rava mikol makom, kevan dishavin kolshu oz mechaye bakol. So Tosin Suva says, "Nimeses, what's it worth? It's worth kolshu. And since it's worth kolshu." So do you have to pay for the hana?
Yes.
There is a chisaron. Is the chisaron mitchila?
No.
No, the chisaron is? It's kan. The chisaron is now. It's achshav. The chisaron is in the achila itself. So just a couple of ha'aros. First of all, is this a machlekes in mitzis? They're arguing, is nimeses worth something? So, Tos says zero, Tos says kosher. Is this like a Metzias Machlekes?
No,
it can't be. You do not, it's not correct. It's not a Metzias Machlekes. So what's pshat?
What does it mean, Metzias
Machlekes? Meaning, is it a Machlekes in facts? He holds it is worth a penny, and he holds it's not worth a penny. I go to an assessor, I go to a person who, you know, what do you call him? Appraiser. And I'll appraise this half-eaten piece of food and give me an appraisal. I don't think it's a machlekes in mitzvahs. So what are they arguing about?
Yeah! Arguing about the extent of...
You look very relaxed.
They're arguing on the extent of chisar and how far chisar can reach out, whether it's only on a personal level.
You're on step two.
Why? What's
that? I'm on step one.
What?
Is nimeses worth something or not? So let's say it's worth a cent. Says Taisus in Bava Kamma, yeah, that's zero. Says Taisus in Ksuvos, no, that's a cent. A cent is a cent. Yeah.
Simultaneity.
Well, you're answering question number two. I'm not up to question number two. You're answering question number two.
Why?
I'm just simply a simple question.
It's worth something.
Is it? What's the hezbo machlekes over here? They're arguing. Is this worth something? I go to an appraiser, find out if it's worth something. No, I think there's a yes.
If the guy throws, is there a hezbo or whether it's still worth something?
That's the question.
It's worth something.
Is it worth?
Yes.
Rabbo said, "What's this machlokas?" Tosin Baba Kama says nimesis is not worth anything. Tosin in Tsuba says it's worth not a lot. It's worth very, very little. But very, very, very little is something.
Yes, it's worth something.
What is worth? What is worth? Rabosai, I'm going to assume that this value is less than a shavet pruta. It's less than a shavet pruta. But it's more than zero.
According to our tussles?
No, there's a fact. Half-eaten food is worth very, very little.
This isn't just half-eaten.
What?
This isn't just half-eaten.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's destroyed. It's not food.
Call it what you will. If you have a pet rat, will it eat it?
Yes.
Probably. It's worth very little, but it's not worth a pruta. Perhaps one could speculate. According to our Tosis, I have two thoughts. One thought is, the definition of value al pidin is shavet pruta, and if it's pachos mi shavet pruta, what's its value?
Zero.
And Tosis in Ksuvah suggests that it's not worth a lot, not much you could do with it, but don't tell me it's you can't be Tovei and Bezdin. There's no Tvias Bezdin for this amount, Pachas Mishav Pruta, but value it has, and it's sufficient to generate a status of Chosin. That's one possibility. The other possibility, I'm just throwing out there, is this object, half-eaten food, does it have a, when we use the term value, if you live in the world of tax law, for example, there's a fancier term we use for value. We call it fair market value. What does it mean, fair market value? You know what the definition of fair market value is?
Someone else.
What a willing buyer and a willing seller, under no compulsion to buy or sell, would pay for this object. That's called fair market value. Does half-eaten food, partially-eaten food, have a fair market value? Is anyone buying this? No one is buying this. And perhaps value is going to be determined by sellability. If it doesn't have a market, meaning it's not sellable, it doesn't have value. But on the other hand, what?
The person who's eating it.
On the other hand, right, for the person who's eating it, when it's half down my throat, there is a value there. It's not sellable value, but there's a value. And mamela, perhaps it has a value. So that might be one machlokas that's going on in these two tosik. Second machlokas that's going on in these two tosik is what's driving this issue. I think what's driving this issue, which is the smaller issue, is the second issue. And that is a chisara to be looked at big picture? Or says Tosin Suvis, you don't look at the chisaron big picture. The chisaron must be tied to the hana'ah. And if the chisaron is not tied to the hana'ah, then it is not called a chisar. In other words, Tosin over here is telling me a big chiddush. That this has value. That's a big chiddush. What forced Tosin into that big chiddush? Because Tosin did not accept this chiddush. Now, it was the chiddush of the first Tosis, Bava Kama is here. The chiddush of this Tosis is over here. But once you get to this point, what drove Tosis to this chiddush? Because he found it very difficult to say, oh, you look at prior value, say, yes, he lost money over there in the beginning of the story, you look big picture. No, the hana'ah has to be the chisaron generating event. So, for example, in the classic case, Dar B'chatzer Chaver, you squat in someone else's house. Where are you getting your hana'ah from? From the squad. Where is he getting his chisaron from? Because you're there, he can't rent it out to someone else. So that's called, is a direct linkage. Tosa says you need a direct linkage. Why? Why is direct linkage imperative to Tosa over here and less imperative to Tosa over here? Yes?
They differ, I think that they differ in how they see capability of the human. I think that's really what it is. That our Tosos, what?
It's going insane.
All right, fine. No.
Not by itself.
Say.
No.
Say fine. Quick.
Well, our Tosos thinks that it can be in a broader perspective.
Why?
Because he sees less demand from Chiyuv.
And why does this Tosos demand?
Demand more of the Chiyuv?
Meaning?
To the Torah.
Link. What? Meaning.
Meaning it's in
reverse. Right! Meaning, what ma ha mechayev? What is the mechayev to be mashalei ma shenenis? Why do I have to pay? One possibility is because I'm a mazik. I'm a mazik. I was mazik. Now, not classic mazik, it's shame, pupper, sharam, whatever, so I pay mashanenis. The payment of mashanenis is because I caused hezek. So who has to cause the hezek? Who has to cause the hezek? I have to cause the hezek. My hana'ah is because I created the chisara. And it's the chisara that is generating the chiv to me. So therefore it has to be my generating, causing the chisara. That's Tosin Ksuvos. Tosis, however, by us says, no. What's the Mechayev? The Mechayev is?
The money
is the money kapach. is the hana'a. I need there to be a chisaron. But the chisaron is a t'nai, is a condition precedent. But it's not the mechayev. The mechayev is the hana'a, and therefore the mechayev, therefore you can look big picture on where the chisaron took place. Okay, that is not what I wanted to talk about today. But I think it's important. It's important. I think that's what's going on up here. Okay, now what I want to talk about today. Okay, let us move on. Let us move on. Now, Rabosai, I'm developing a chakira. Why does Zenene Vizechoser have to pay? We're saying two possibilities. One possibility, Zenene Vizechoser has to pay, is because there's a chisaron. I damaged. I caused loss. There was loss caused. So I have to pay. Meaning, it's in the orbit of the world of nezikin. The other possibility is it's not in the world of nezikin, but rather in the world of I got hana'a from you. I got hana'a from you, so what do I have to do? I got to pay for the hana'a that I got. I didn't damage you, but since you got some loss, and I got hana'a, and it was at your expense, my hana'a was at your expense, I have to pay for the hana'a. Two possibilities. Now listen carefully. Very important point. According to Tosfos, in Bava Kamma, and in Suvos, is Kimle B'derabamine relevant to a financial payment of Zenene V'Zechoser? I'll say it again. If I have a Chiv Misa, and I have a Chiv Mamo of Mishalei Mashenenes because of Zenene V'Zechoser, does Kimle suppress the Chiv Mamon? It's not a machlekes. It's not a machlekes. Oh, yeah, you're fancy, fancy. You're fancy, fancy. Before, I'm not very good. According to Tosfos, does Kimle suppress the Chiv Mamon that otherwise would be there because of Zenene V'Zechoser? The answer is an unequivocal yes. Is that right? Tosfos in Ksuvos, Tosfos in Bava Kamma. That's the whole premise of Tosfos. Okay, I'm going to do. I want. Open up your Birch HaShemuz. Open up the Birch HaShemuz. Who was the Birch HaShemuz Rebbe?
The Briz.
No.
Rush.
No. The Birch HaShemuz Rebbe was Rav Chaim. Not the Brisker Rose, Rav Chaim Brisker. Okay, now, please take a look. The Griz was the Birch HaShemuel, the Grach's son. Okay, now, look at the Birch HaShemuel. I'm not reading the whole thing right now. I will get to it. Look at the fourth line of the Birch HaShemuel. So the Birch HaShemuel says, Hine kvar hikshesi lifnei moireinu v'rabeinu. I asked my Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Chaim, De'amai kaimolon b'maseches ksuvus. Daf lamed amit beis. De'kimle b'derabamine poter chiyuv mashenene. That kimle b'derabamine will do what? Will exempt the chiyuv of mashenenes. Now he says, Hotvias mashenene eno din nezikin V'din tashlumin, ela tvias nene. Meaning, perish. Da tvias mashu nene, me'achefetz, hu tvias memono etzlo. Ukemo tvias chov malve. V'in kain, eich poter din kimle b'derabine tviazu. Hare toloi imkam halva nifteres aide kime b'drabine ditzarachiyun ubir bazeh b'divrei apost. Didn't say what he's asking. He's asking a problem. He says, I think, when it comes to Mishalei Mashenes, I have to pay the benefit that I got. Says the Birkas Shmuel. Why do I have to pay the benefit that I got? Is it because I was mazikim? Or because his money is now in my animal stomach? Answer. Says because it's taking a position. Because his money is in my animal stomach. Meaning, why am I chayev? Was I mazik him? No, I wasn't mazik him. My money, kapoch. His money is by me. So when you have someone else's money by you, what do you have to do? To pay back. But is it like a punishment you have to pay back? Is it a punishment? Not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's not even. You left some stuff in my house. I got to give back to you. It's not a punishment. It's a chiyuv. But it's not a punishment. What does Kimle do? Kimle says when you have two punishments, two Torah-imposed chiyuvim, a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mama. So what does Kimle do? It cancels the chiyuv mama. But that's when you have like Bezdin can only enforce how many punishments in one shot, in one maisa, one punishment. If it's not a punishment, it's just my money's by you, of course I have to go ahead and pay it back. No? So asks the Birkas Shmuel, he asks his Rebbe, why does Kimle apply? Isn't this a major, major conversation between the Rishon? And is it so clear that Kimle would apply in this scenario? That's what he's asking. Is the question clear?
Yeah.
Let me illustrate the question with the sugya. I'm going to illustrate the question with the sugya. The sugya he's referring to, which he doesn't quote. The famous sugya we discussed it before. Esnan asra Torah afilu ba'alim. So again, let's chazer quickly. Bav mitzita tzariyam. A boy, young man, Lo Aleinu, hires his mom. They negotiate the price. She says, I'll take a tleh for services rendered. Okay? Now, normally speaking, if a person hires a zayna, not mom, for a tleh, what's the halacha with that tleh? It's usher as a carbon. It's tainted. It's got a taint on it. Don't bring that on the Mizbeach. Doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. So Amar Rava, Rava has a big chesh. Esnan asra Torah, afilu ba'al imo. Even if the zona is someone who has an iser misa with, the esnan is still tainted. And it cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So argue the Rishon. Wait a second. Why is the esnan tainted? After all, is a chiv misa for the gilei arayis. Is a chiv mamon for what? For
services.
You need to pay. Well, if there's a chiv misa and a chiv mamon, Kimle says misa, yes, not mamon. So now, how much money does he owe her?
Zero.
But now he gave her a tleh. Why did he give her the tleh? Answer is, Matana Ba'alma. It's a gift. Is it a chiyuv that he has to do? No, the chiyuv was canceled. So it's Matana. If it's Matana, does it have a shame esnan? It says no. And if it doesn't have a shame esnan, should it be mutter to the Mizbeach?
Yes.
Should it be mutter to the Mizbeach? That's the kasha in the sukkah. Two approaches in Rishon. both very, very important. Comes along Rashi, there by Metzid of Tzari Aleph, and Rashi says, it's not true. Misa and Mamon, does Misa cancel the Mamon? Sort of. Misa said, Misa Mamon, Bezdin will give you a Misa, and Bezdin will not give you the Mamon. Bezdin will only enforce one punishment. But is the Chiv Mamon still there?
Yes.
And therefore, would there be an obligation to pay Yidei Shamayim?
Yes.
The answer is yes. There's a Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim. Kimlei only cancels the Chiyuv in Bezdin. But by Shamayim, he has to have to. So Rashi says, when he gives her the Tleh, does it have a shame Esnan? The answer is yes. And therefore, is it Asal HaMizbeach? The answer is yes. Rashi doubles down on the Chiddush. And he says, itofas. Let's say she just sees the tleh. Will we take it back from her?
No.
Why? Because al pi din, it's hers. It's hers. And therefore, it's tame. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Stay with me, Avidado. It's worth it. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Now, open up the Migiri. This sugya appears twice. It appears above Metzia Daf Tzadi Aleph. It appears above a Kama Daf Ayin. If you look at the Meiri in our Masechet Bava Kama, I photocopied it for you. The Meiri says, source number 8. Vechachme hatzorfatim mechatchim bezushit acheres lomar she'af bezdin mechayven liten esnan af bechayven misis. Bezdin is Mechayev, the son, to pay the mom, the Esna. Why? And that's why it's tainted. Because Kimlei doesn't apply. Why does Kimlei not apply? So he says, and this is also true in the case of Chosim es Hapara, Mishalem bidei Adam. And lo amru ein adam meis meshalem. When do we say the din of kimlei b'derab minei? Ela b'davar haba derech nizakim. Aval davar shekiblu olav derech tznai umasa umatan kegon esnan ukegon chosein para. Here, Kimlei doesn't apply. And that's why the Esnan is tainted. Rabbi said, what is the Chiddush of this Me'iri? When does Kimlei apply? He says, well, read the Lashon. Only if it's Davar Haba Derech Nezakim. What does that mean, Derech Nezakim? What's he really saying? Not the Reis. Contractual versus Torah imposed. Where is the chiv, when I'm mazik, where's the chiv coming from? Because I agreed to pay? Not because I contractually get to pray, because the Torah imposed. It is impositional. So now you have two chiyuvim that are imposed, Misa and Mamon. What does Kimlei say?
Sorry, no Mamon.
No Mamon. You part of the Mamon. But if the second chiyuv, the chiyuv Mamon is what? Is purely contractual, meaning where did the chiyuv emanate from? Not from the Torah, but from my agreement to pay. Schaibas midas. Then does Kimlei have any place? Kimlei doesn't have any place. So, for example, if I agree, Avi Dadon, I'm going to lend you $100. And I say, but I need that written up in a contract. So I say, I'm going to write up a contract. I write the contract on Shabbos. And then that contract, because that contract owed me $100. Do you think Kimlei is going to say, Noah, you don't have to pay me $100? Because I was Michal Shabbos and writing up the contract? No. Why? Because the Chiv Mamon is contractual. That's between you and I. That is not going to be canceled. Okay. Rabbosi, this is a fundamental machlokas over here. According to Rashi, will Kimlei cancel even contractual obligations?
Yes.
Esnan Zona is canceled by Kimlei, and Rashi has to give me this tremendous chiddush that the reason it's got a taint is because it's Amchavi De Shammai. And the Me'iri says contractual obligations, if it's not Torah imposed, then what?
No
Kimlei. So with that background, I'm ready now for the Birkas Shmua. Are you ready for the Birkas Shmua? Okay, let's see the Birkas Shmua. It's very sweet. I think it's my favorite Birkas Shmua that I've seen. I really enjoyed this Birkas Shmua. I think it's very... Now, the Birkas Shmua, sometimes his writing is not always crystal clear. Here it's pretty clear. And I think he's quoting his Rebbe Rav Chaim, but a very sharp idea. Okay, Rabbos, I'm asking a simple question, what we started with. Zenene v'ze choser. Why do you have to pay? Zenene v'ze choser. You have to pay. Why? What are the two possibilities? Is it because you're a mazik? You're a mazik. But the payment is mashenenes. Because you're a machaser. That's what sounds like what Tosis in Ksuvis is saying. Or is the machayev not because you're mazik? You don't have to be a mazik. But what? Bottom line is, you got a geshmak. His food is in your animal's stomach. You don't have to give him lunch. So, mishalim mashenenes. Meaning, it's like a loan. It's like a loan. We didn't contract anything, but I have your money. I got to give it back to you. I got your money. I got to give it back to you. That's all. That's all. I'm going to give you four cases. Four cases. This is the biggest one. Four cases. Case number one is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Okay, four cases. Most of them you're familiar with. The one you're not familiar with. There's one case in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Aleph, which is called Hayored Betoch Stay Chaver. What happened over here is your neighbor was on vacation, you went into his field, and you figured he would enjoy a whole, you jazzed up his field. You planted for him, you planted all these beautiful trees, did wonderful things. Hayore Betoch Stay Chaver, and now he comes back. Whoa, how nice. So the halacha is, you have to pay. What do you have to pay? In the Gemara, whether you have to pay the cost or the benefit or the shevach, whichever one is lower, but you have to pay something. Why? Zenene. Vizechoser. You got a benefit. He helped you out. You know, he feels worth more. You have to pay something. You have to pay something. That's case number one. Case number two is hadar vechoser chaver. Okay. And let's say it was a house that needed to be rented. You were going to rent that house. The owner's going to rent the house. Then there's a chaser. You have to pay. Case three. Tochev letoch esabli. Okay, we've seen that case. And the din is, since you're getting, there's a hana there, and there's a chisaron, you have to pay. Okay, all these cases you have to pay. And last case, it's makif. What's the case? I'm Shimon. I'm minding my own business. I have a nice piece of property over here. And Reuven comes along and makes a fence around it. I'm benefited by that fence. I didn't ask for it, but I'm benefited by the fence, says the Gemara. In that case, since I'm goring him, Hekefa Yisera, he's got to put up a bigger fence. There's a chisaron, and therefore, Zenenev Zechoser, I have to pay. have to pay for the Ruach Revius, a chelik of the payments. Good? So all these are the four cases so far of Zen and of Zechaser, the Zechaser. So far, so good. Okay, we're going to fly through the Brit of Shmuel, and then we're going to be done. Yeah, sort of. Halavai. Okay, here we go. I'm starting from the beginning. We saw already half of it, so I'll go fast. Hine, Ika Shnei Dine Ma She Hahanho. He's already telling you the answer. Tzvei dinim. But let's explain. Din echad is din achla mitoch harachava v'atochev l'toch piv shel chavera b'makom delo matzi la'adure. So, okay, I put in hadar b'chatz chavera. You could have put in achla mitoch harachava. And then there's a din. V'din yoredu mashpiach nichse chavero, which is the first case. You went into someone else's field and you benefited his field. So now he says as follows. I asked my Rebbe, Moreinu Raharav, that my Carmel of Masech Tzuvah, the Kimmel Rabbi Potechiv Mashenene, Hotvias Mashenene, Eno Din Nizakin, Vidin Tashlumin, Ela Din Tvias Nene, Perish, the Tvias Mashu Nene, Mea Chefetz, Hu Tvias Memono Etzlo, Kimmel Tvias Chov Milve, Vim Kain, Eich Poter Din. Kimle b'de Rabbi Minei, Tviyazu, Harei, Tolui, Imkam, Halva, Nifteres, Aide, Kimle b'de Rabbi Minei, Ditzarech Iyun, Ubir, Bazeh, B'divri HaPoise. What he's basically asking is if you hold like the Meiri, does Kimle b'de Rabbi Minei apply in a case of Mamoni Gabach? If you hold like the Meiri, does Kimle apply in a case of Mamoni Gabach. Kimle does not apply. In the case of Tochav Betoch Beis Ablia, he's assuming, why is it that you have to pay Mashenenis? Because Mamoni Gabach. So according to the Meiri, how is that going to fly? How does that work? That's his kasha. Listen to his tenets. Listen to his tenets. V'tireitz li morenu v'rabenu b'zehalosh. This is what my Rebbe Rav Chaim answered. T'gam ma shenene hu gam kein din milve haksuva b'torah. Milve haksuva b'torah is a fancy way to say Torah imposed chiv. What word did the Meiri use for that concept? Nezakim. Correct. So he says that when it comes to a Mesham Hashanenes, then Milva Haksuva Bitoru. Meaning, is it Mamoni Gabach or is it Nezikim? It's Nezik. It's a Torah imposed chiv. Perish. And then he explains. Dahalamali zechuse mama. Why is it that I have to pay? After all, it's shame, vishus harabim, whatever, I'm potter. Why do I have to pay you? Dalav vishuse didei nisaklu. Why do I have to pay you? This happened in a scenario where I'm potter from the Zikin. Shame b'shus harabim. It wasn't b'shus hanizach. Why do I have to pay you? So he says, you know why you have to pay? Ela demechuyevu l'shalim b'chdei shelo ye gazlan al osana. Because if you don't pay, then what am I going to call you? A gazlan. Were you allowed to partake of this? You seized it. You seized it. You got hana. If you don't pay, you're a bad guy. So we make you pay. Otherwise, you're called a gazlan. V'lo habikamalve. It's not a loan. It's not mamoni gabach. What did you do? You dar b'chatzer chavero. You squatted in my property. What did you do? You ate my food. So if you don't pay back, you're a gaz. For lo habi kamalve, do lo milva, do la. I don't know how to read this so well. This is where it gets tricky in the reading. For lo habi kamilve, do lav milva ksubekra elasvara sheishal shalom ashalavim imen. Okay, I don't know how to read that. That's a little awkward reading, but okay. Now, Sarabosai, Yechai b'toras, what? Nezik. So does it make sense that Kimle applies?
Yeah.
Yes. He says, wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second, he says. But wait, slow down. Amnam. Zedafka be'ochla mitoch harechava. O betochev letoch piv shel chavero delomotzi la'adure. That's true in cases 2 and 3. Was I allowed to go into your property and squat there? Was I allowed to eat that fruit in Rosh Hashanah that belongs to you? Am I allowed to eat it? I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm pater minazikin because I'm allowed to be there. But it's still yours. I'm not allowed to eat it. And if I eat it, then what? Then I'm a gazlan. So I have to pay. Why do I have to pay? Because the Torah says you don't want to be a gazlan. You have to pay. Does Kimle apply?
Sure.
But what about the other two cases? What about the case of someone goes into my backyard, I'm on vacation, they plant the nice trees in my backyard? Did I do anything wrong here?
No.
What about Makiv Nikov? I'm minding my own business, I'm Shimon. He puts up a fence. Did I do anything wrong? So why do I have to pay? The answer is Mamoni Gabach. Because I got Hanak. So I have to pay. But that's analogous, not to Nezakim, where the Torah is creating a chiyuv, but my property, my money is by you. So, you know, you should pay. You should pay. But not because it's similar to a contractual obligation. His chayv is midas. Not exactly, but it's similar to that. Look inside. In other words, there's two dinim in Zenene v'zechaser. There's one din of Zenene v'zechaser where what am I doing? I'm stealing. I'm taking your stuff. I'm acting in a taking way. The second manner is, I'm not taking anything. What am I doing? I'm receiving. I'm not taking. I'm receiving. When I'm receiving, so I got a benefit. You got a loss. So the Torah says, pay for some of the benefits I just received. Is that a platform for Kim Lebedramine?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. So what we suggested in the beginning of a shir, maybe this chakira is the two of Tosis. Tosis in Ksuvis versus Tosis where in Masechet Bava Kama argues Rav Chaim is, no, within Zenene itself, within the sugis themselves, there's going to be two bases by which you're going to have to pay Mashenenes. There's two types of Mashenenes. One type of Mashenenes is because you took. So you have a chiyuv to pay. Kimle applies. Even according to the Meiri, Kimle would apply there because you took. Whereas according to who? According to then the other case where you didn't take, you just received. So then for sure, Kimle doesn't apply. You have to pay, but Torah's Mamoni Gabbah.
Everyone agrees on that.
And this is, I don't know everyone, I'm just a long Pashanet too. It's the Pasuk too, learning a Berachah Shmuel. Everyone, I have no idea. I want to add one point. This is extra credit. I'm not saying this, but extra credit. If you read the Me'iri carefully, the Me'iri over there in Baba Kama Ayin, he talks about this case of Chosein Parah. Chosein Parah, the case is, am I allowed to, if I take your animal to do work in my field, am I allowed to muzzle the animal?
No.
I'm not allowed to muzzle the animal. So I'm violating a law when I muzzle the animal. Plus, by muzzling the animal, did the animal eat lunch?
No.
So when I return the animal back to the owner, he's hungry. So he's got to feed him lunch. So there's a chiv malchus and a chiv of mama. The Me'iri calls that contractual. In light of this Rav Chaim, I don't think so. So you can take a look at, think about that. That's like already extra credit. That's beyond the scope. Take a look at the Me'iri. Because he's saying my money got bach. Like you have to pay for the, you have to pay me money, but Kimle would not cancel that payment. According to Me'iri's thesis, Kimle doesn't cancel that payment because it's akin. It's not contractual, but it's not a Torah poschiv. My money's by you. My money's in my food now in your animal. So give it back. One could argue, and this is what you're saying, is that no. Once the Torah says my animal's allowed to eat, and you muzzled the animal, you stole, you took. You didn't, you know, the chiluk that I'm making between taking versus receiving, you took. According to the Me'iri, apparently these two halachas, muzzling and the eating, is like separate dinim. You can't muzzle. And now there's like the moni gabach. L'chora, I would have argued, no, they're linked. And you took. The Torah, once the Torah says you have to muzzle, and when you don't muzzle, you take it. And so that might be, this is again a sideshow. Have a wonderful afternoon. Shkoyach.